focused. We act with integrity. We're professional. We're innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Is a proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. CEC Group awards employees 14% salary increase following successful negotiations. ZENEC pushes for law to make school attendance mandatory. And foreign news, Guinea's junta leader sworn in as president. And in sports, Nigeria takes bronze as Morocco and Senegal set up AFCON final. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. CEC Group employees, represented by the Mine Workers Union of Zambia, have been awarded a 14% salary increase following the successful conclusion of collective bargaining negotiations. Speaking during the signing ceremony held at Garden Court in Kitwe, CEC Group Chief Operating Officer George Kangombe welcomed the timely conclusion of the talks. He has emphasized the need for sustained productivity and disciplined execution in 2026 to support revenue growth and enable the group to continue delivering value to all stakeholders. Meanwhile, Mine Workers Union of Zambia Deputy General Secretary John Silungwe described the outcome as a positive step towards improving the livelihoods of employees. The agreement underscores the CEC Group's continued commitment to employee welfare and labor stability, recognizing that a motivated and secure workforce is key to operational resilience, service reliability, and long-term sustainable value creation. Harry Mwangangumbulawad Development Committee Chairperson Godfrey Lungu has urged the government to improve payment systems under the Cash for Work program to ensure beneficiaries are paid on time. The government recently launched phase two of the program, expanding it to all 156 districts across the country. Mr. Lungu has commended the initiative, saying it is helping vulnerable families access food and other basic necessities. However, he has noted that delayed payments during phase one reduced the program's effectiveness and discouraged participation among beneficiaries. He has further expressed hope that phase two will address those challenges, reduce poverty levels, and improve the livelihoods of citizens. Mr. Lungu believes timely payments will not only boost participation, but also promote a clean and healthy environment through community involvement.
That's when it actually started. It really helped a lot of people, but we had the challenges to do with the payments. Payments were delayed where a lot of our people had lost hope in it. Saying cash for work on each one, it was meant to be a piece work where after 10 days people get paid. But we could go months without our people being paid. But surely when the payment was done, it was a plus on our people, and you could see how it has been a very good initiative despite it having its own challenges on payments. And in going in phase two, we are looking forward to enhance the payment methods that will make sure that our people are paid on time. Otherwise, it's a very good.
Now, the Zambia National Education Coalition, ZANEC, is advocating for legislation that will make it compulsory for parents to send their children to school following the government's implementation of free education. Speaking to One Love Radio News, ZANEC Executive Director George Hamsunga says the proposed law will ensure that no child is left behind, especially as the government is providing learning materials. Mr. Hamsunga describes the free education policy as a game changer, but stresses the need for effective implementation. He says compulsory education will hold parents accountable and guarantee every child their right to education. He adds that the move is aimed at increasing school attendance and improving the overall quality of education in Zambia.
Suffering financial barriers to education, and therefore we can, for instance, provide incentives in the law that vulnerable children are going to be supported with uniforms, they are going to be supported with books and other requisites that make them not benefit from the free education. So that becomes very important. But also we can put a provision within the law to ensure that parents are compelled to send their children to school because there's no excuse now. And we cannot leave it at the discretion of parents to decide whether or not to send them, the children to school. So this really is a grand opportunity that we need to seize, and we expect all Zambians, all members of parliament to support, this.
Now still in local news, the Opposition Democratic Union has accused former Patriotic Front members, PF, who have joined the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, of attempting to buy their freedom for alleged crimes committed during their time in office, describing the move as a marriage of convenience. Democratic Union President Akim Anthony Njovu says the defections are being framed as a reconciliation, when in reality they are meant to strategically use former PF members ahead of this year's elections. Mr. Njovu argues that genuine reconciliation and forgiveness would include the dropping of charges against Archbishop Alec Banda, as well as the burial of the late former President Edgar Chagwalungu, now 7 months after his death. He further sympathized with UPND members who feel sidelined as defectors allegedly enjoy privileges at their expense, urging them to consider joining the Democratic Union. Mr. Njovu has also appealed to Zambians tired of the PF and UPND political battles, saying they continue to hurt ordinary citizens, adding that the Democratic Union offers a new pact centered on unity and equal justice. The Center for Peace Research and Advocacy, CPRA, has called on law enforcement agencies to act swiftly when political interference is suspected in investigations. CPRA Executive Director Clifton Chifuwe, speaking to One Love Radio News, expressed concern over delays in investigations, citing the case involving Archbishop Alec Banda, where the Drug Enforcement Commission took long to act. Mr. Chufuwe stressed that investigations must be conducted fairly and professionally, without regard to political affiliation or social status. He has urged law enforcement agencies to avoid delays that fuel public suspicion and to demonstrate that the law